Less than 2 weeks into the war, the White House and the Pentagon already find themselves defending the war plan against charges that it underestimated the enemy. Military leaders say the war effort remains on schedule, but the amount of resistance U.S. troops face in Iraq may affect the timing of a final push on Baghdad. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
U.S. troops moved to within 50 miles of Baghdad in less than a week. They have suffered relatively few casualties. Not a bad achievement. And yet the pictures from the war front show Iraqis shooting at American troops, not welcoming them as liberators. The images are disturbing to some of the people who have worked on Iraq policy making. Until last summer, retired Army General Wayne Downing was a White House advisor on counterterrorism issues, including Iraq. This week he was in Iraq as a military analyst for NBC News. Interviewed on MSNBC yesterday, he had this observation.
Our message to the Iraqi people that we are there to liberate them and let them have their own government has not gotten through or is not believed. And so the Iraqis that we are facing right now in the armed forces are not the soldiers we faced in 1991 in Kuwait. Instead, they are people who have love for their homeland, and it appears to me are prepared to defend it.
Downing's comment paralleled the judgment of Army Lieutenant General William Wallace, the 5th Corps commander in Iraq, who told reporters yesterday that his troops are fighting a different enemy than the one they had been prepared for. The persistent attacks on Army and Marine units inside Iraq have left some frontline commanders worrying about the security of their supply lines. Troops from the 101st Airborne Division are now rushing into Iraq to support the forward units, but there's no reserve force behind them. This fact has prompted a debate about whether U.S. commanders should have drafted a more conservative ground force design. Retired Lieutenant General Thomas Rame, who commanded the 1st Infantry Division in the 1991 Gulf War, says this new war plan is a departure from what Army officers are taught in war colleges.
Traditional Army doctrine would say that in the attacking of a determined opponent, such as Republican Guard, we would commit a corps which would consist of two forward attacking divisions. It would be followed by another division which would be there in reserve, which would be available to add flexibility to the attacking commander so that if you got slowed down on one avenue with one division, you could commit the reserve to maintain the momentum of the attack.
Rame, now an NPR military analyst, points out that this is the way the first Gulf War was fought. General Tommy Franks, the overall commander of this Gulf War, has chosen a different approach, Rame says, favoring speed and maneuver over large numbers of troops.
In this case, this is a higher risk option because you have less combat power concentrated on the enemy. The difference that some believe is that precision air power will make up the difference today.
One senior Army officer closely involved in Iraq matters was less diplomatic in his assessment. We need more troops on the ground, the officer says, but Donald Rumsfeld tried to do it on the cheap. Speaking at the Pentagon today, the defense secretary was not ready to acknowledge that there are problems.
We're 1 week into this, and it seems to me it's a bit early for history to be written. The war plan is Tom Frank's war plan. When asked by the president or by me, the military officers who've reviewed it have all said they thought it was an excellent plan.
Whether it's because of the unexpected resistance, the sandstorms, or a flawed force plan, the U.S. push towards Baghdad is now in what's called a pause. At a minimum, commanders are waiting for the bombing campaign to weaken the Iraqi Republican Guard before proceeding. They may also wait for reinforcements to arrive. Gone are the predictions of a quick victory. Asked yesterday about what comes next, Donald Rumsfeld gave this sobering assessment.
The so-called Republican Guard forces are ringing Baghdad, some 40, 50 miles away from it, and very likely that will be some of the toughest fighting that will occur. And that's yet ahead of us.
Wars are always studied closely for the lessons they offer in how to fight future conflicts. The debate over this Iraq war plan will be reviewed many times in the coming years. But in the meantime, many lives are at stake. Says one retired Army general, this is not about big theories. This is down to real stuff. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.